We're continuing the Shbama Kuf Bet Amad Aleph. Achigel Sinan. Chavirim. Shayu Mesubin. Vakura Gnehin. Chulu Vedoga Sinan Lishtot Yain. Okay, that's like Tosos. Amar Viuda Medvarin Amurim Echlad Ravanan Pligi Alei Bereisha. So this is where we were discussing. We got into the discussion of the Medvarim Amurim. Is Rav Yehuda quantifying? Is Rav Yehuda arguing? Rav Yehuda, when he says Amasai in the Mishnah, is quantifying. He's not arguing. But Medvarim Amurim, so we were Mesupak. What's Pshat in the Rashbam? Is he learning that Rav Yehuda's Medvarim Amurim is arguing on Tanakama? And that was the inclination we had from this Rashbam. Michlad Rabbanan Pligia Lebereisha, Davagav Lonich Shamitat Chavrim, and Tzich Lebrech Kavchizet Damar Vyochanan, Vyeruvin Perkhalon. כל מקום שאמר רבי יהודה במה לחלוק אם אתה לפרש דברי חכמים בה That's what רבי יוחנן tells us in Erevin.
Shalom Rav. I find my phone is about to die.
If you want, they can call me, call you on mine.
I don't have it, but I don't have time to give it. My phone's about to die. I can't give it to you as my phone is about to die. I start checking. Okay. That's okay. You'll get it from someone else.
As much as your Abba lets. Meet CD.
You have to give it back.
How does it called Makom Shomer Yuda Bame? So that's coming Lachlok. Yeah?
Yeah. And Imatai is Lefaresh.
The word Imatai.
Yeah.
What's Divrei Chachamim ba?
But Lefresh Divrei Chachamim, the words of Chachamim who preceded him. So he's quoting it, but the way the quote begins in the Gemara in Erevin, Am Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Kol makom shamar Rabbi Yehuda eimatai uvame b'mishnatenu enola lefresh Divrei Chachamim. So the discussion begins with Mishnatenu. That's what we quoted from other Rishonim. Tosfos, not here, other places, that's Mechalek between if it's in Mishnatenu or it's non-Mishnatenu. About that, Rabbi Yochanan says, Eimatai lefareshu b'melachlok ve'imatai lefareshu. The Gemara brings a situation where it's not. Okay, so the Gemara says there, it wasn't him, it was him, the name is Revi. But, this is also Gemara in Sanhedrin.
I think in Sanhedrin, it's just more. My Masorah Shas tells me nothing.
So in Sanhedrin, the Gemara says, without the Mishnatenu. So that's the Gemara in Sanhedrin doesn't say the words b'mishnatenu, but kol makom shamar Rabbi Yehuda eimatai uvame. In Rabbi Yochanan, no one's gars that he said b'mishnatenu. Tosfos says, just like Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi is saying b'mishnatenu, so too Rabbi Yochanan.
And where to have said b'mishnatenu?
What?
They're saying that in our Gemara.
And only in the Shas Mishnayos. The question is, in Braisos, do we apply the same rule? So we quoted Tosfos that said not necessarily. the Rashbam is learning yes necessarily. So that's why I wanted to see the quote inside what argues in the Gemara is. So he's just saying, okay, Rav Yochanan, like Rav Yochanan, that kol makom shamar b'yuda b'meh, lachlok, ein matai lefaresh, divrei chachamim ba. Yeah? We're all together?
Yeah, very sweet. It's like, it shows the importance of all the background that has been giving us the whole year so far, the importance of the wording, and here it's spelled out, ein matai b'meh, divrei chachamim
ba. Yeah?
Prior to this year, I wouldn't have linked. What's the difference?
So Rashba,
Stam, you should know the Rambam in Pirsha Mishnah is, and pretty much La Halacha, what's accepted is Rav Yochanan's understanding, meaning Rabbi Shua ben Levi says both Eimatai and Bameh are both quantifiers. They're both Rabbi Yehuda defining Tanakama. And Rav Yochanan says no, Eimatai is, Bameh isn't. And it's not only the Rashbam, but most, I don't know of anyone that argues. All the sources I've seen go with Rabbi Yochanan. Yeah.
The Rashbam is basically machriya that we're not talking about Mishnah.
I'll tell you, Pashup Shat and the Gemara there were not. Because the Gemara challenges this from a Braisa. The Gemara doesn't answer, well, I told you b'Mishnah Teinu. Tosus is bothered because there are places in Shas where it doesn't fit. Where he says, Ein Matai. And you see he's coming lachlok. The Gemara seems to understand it's lachlok, so that's the Teretz Tosus gives them. Okay.
But the Rashbam's not bothered by that.
You have to check those sources, each place, legufo, see if you can find the Rashbam. Now that you've been learning the Netziv a little bit on the Sheiltos, so you also know that sometimes what our Gemara says Rabbi Yehuda, you'll find in the Golanim is Rabbi Yehuda Hamsuni. You'll find another Girsa. So it could be that that's the Rashbam's Girsa in those scenarios. Okay, I'm saying just because you're starting to see how Girsos make a huge difference, and sometimes there's a huge par between one place it says Beit Knesset and it means a social hall, and one place it says Beit Knesset u Beit Medrash, and you know the Beit Knesset is not a social hall, it's a Beit Knesset like we call it. Okay, two words change the whole halacha. Back to our Gemara, back to our Rashbam. Umachin at that time, the bedroim and tunim, machalachim, Nishumachi, Plegi Rabbanan, a later of Yehuda. Habedroin Shentunin, a few Rabbanan Modu, the Tirver, Pamacher, Batrila. This dig is very hard, okay. Because it's a dig on something that's not overtly said. And it doesn't overtly say that we're talking about Dvarim Hatunin Bachala Achehin. Right? We're being medaik. Okru! So that's what we're talking about. Why are we talking about that? Must be it's only that. But to say ad kedei kach, okay. So we see the Gemara is willing to do that. Leima tevet yuvtad Rabbi Yochanan d'amar le'el shinui makom en tzich levarech v'lo mafleg ben dvorim atunin ledvorim sheinan teunin. Lav utvine echad azimna le'el. So that lav utvine is interesting. It's an example of something I think we've already encountered where the Shas questions itself. Yeah? Like the narrator taking a step out and saying, hey, didn't you say that already? Okay. Name Matevit Yutanami Mehashim, Yavo Adam Vitaret Lehach Kamaita, O Yishabesh Otari De Braitot Acherot, Not Ve Mehach. Yep. Someone will figure out an answer. So shouldn't this also be a proof? Yeah, makes sense? Thank you. Tell me when you're with me. He's saying, the Gemara asked, maybe this should also be a Tiyuvda. So the Rashbam says, meaning, if someone will answer up the former Tiyuvda, or tell me that the source for that Tiyuvda, that Brisa, he'll prove is Mishabeshna, so then I'll have this as a proof against Rav Yochanan as well.
Okay. Yeah, I've heard of that. I've seen that concept before. Rav Krupnik's shir. Why give two Tiyuvdas?
Are we ready to continue?
Yeah.
Okay. So I want you to ponder. Who is the Adam? Shem Yavo Adam. What Dor is the Gemara talking about? What Dor is the Rishmam talking about? Who were they worried would show up?
Eliyahu Navi?
Maybe. When you stick him in, you can answer a lot of questions in the Gemara.
Right. This is Ravin and Rav Ashi talking. Right? They're the ones who are...
I think not, but okay, I'm listening.
I mean, assumedly, they're the composers here of the Gemara.
I thought not, but I'm listening.
Anyways, so going with that faulty logic, I would say it was someone after them.
So that's why you, who's learning the Netziv and the Shiltos, should be especially interested in this. Because that's part of what the Netziv keeps trying to do. You saw that.
Mm-hmm.
We saw that in the Netziv 2 weeks ago. The Netziv says this is a Gon, it's not a Gemara that's being quoted here. Right?
Right.
Okay. So Gon got into the Diyun of the Gemara? Rav Huna HaGon, he says it's Rav Huna HaGon, not the Rav Huna the Amor over there, right?
Right.
So this opens up a question of when was Chatimat HaTalmud? Who were we worried about here? So, are you not curious or you just don't want to go on this tangent when I say it's not Rav Ashi?
Oh, thank you.
Ah, so okay.
That's really good.
I know this one. Everyone says it's Rav Ashi. There's so many sources that include Rav Ashi in the Dion. And he's going to pull out a source that shows that it's not Rav Ashi.
So you let him have it?
And we're going to sit there going, well, what do I do with all this other... Everyone else is mistaken. You're saying that it was Ravina but not Rav Ashi. That's what you're trying to say?
No. I'll tell you the Rashi. But yes, first, yes. I want to show you the Gemara that says like you.
Oh, good. I knew I didn't come up with myself.
Which was quoted Shavuos night, so don't feel bad.
Huh.
But it was in the Marimakomos I sent you in the Taylor newsletter.
But I don't check the Marimakomos.
But I summarized all the Shiurim there in the Marimakomos.
Which one in Shavuot?
Mm-hmm. That one you should keep.
I have them all.
Here it says somewhere, Rabbi Nassim saw the Mishnah. I thought it was not in the Dalai. The Gemara over there says, Ravina and Ravashi saw for Ra, which Ravina and Rav Ashi were really the final generation, like you're saying, end of the Talmud.
Yeah, and later, a later source like the Rambam. Right, the Rambam also says in the Rosh Mishnah that they were the last ones they sealed the Talmud.
Right, but that's what I wanted to show you here. Over there were Medaik the Rashi. Where is it? I don't remember where it is. It's over here above Matthias somewhere. Top of another number. Somewhere. Yeah. Okay, so there's, so that's one thing. So what does Rashi say there? Rashi says, Rebbe Rebbe Nosson Sof Mishnah, Tachareyen Lo Sifu Ki Im Me'at. Yeah? So Rashi clearly says that there were additions afterwards. It's not a...
So Ravina and Rav Ashi did the bulk of their work, no? They did their Masada, and then other people came afterwards and made a little comment.
Okay. I have to look for it. I'm not finding it now. So that's number one. Then there's a Gemara in Shabbos. Then there's a Gemara in Shabbos, where the Gemara does a whole Mahalas. And then the Gemara starts questioning its own Mahalas. And then, here we go. Rebbe Rebbe Nathan, Bamitzip Bevava Mahalas. So it says, the Gemara over here says that Rebbe kept trying to give Shmuel smicha and it didn't work. Shmuel said to him, it's not going to work, don't worry about it. So he said, what do you mean? He says, because it says, I saw the Sefer of Adam HaRishon. And over there it says, Shmuel Yarchina is going to attain the level of a Chacham. He's never going to get smicha. He's not going to be called Rebbe. So he's going to be Rebbe's doctor. Rebbe and Rebbe Nosson, Sof Mishnah. Rav Ashi and Ravina, Sof Ora. Over here it says, San Rebbe and Rebbe Nosson, Sof Mishnah. At the end of the Tanaim, until their days, they used to say what they had to say in the Beis Medrash, and they didn't have Masechtas arranged, and they took everything that preceded them and arrange the Masechtos. And you don't add a lot after Rabbi and Rabbi Nosson. Ravina and Ravashi Sof Hora, Sof Kol HaMoraim. Till their days, you didn't have a Gemara arranged. Question would be asked. So they deal with that question. Something happened, they deal with that case. Ravashi and Ravina arranged all the quotes of HaMoraim, and they arranged a Seder for the Masechtos, each one by the Mishnah that it belonged. And they asked the questions, and they gave the answers, and the Amoraim with them, they all arranged the Gemara. Eisve, Meisve, Raminu, see? Rashi's Mechagatin, Eisve and Meisve. Two different questions. Eisve, Meisve, Raminu, Iboilu, and their questions. Prior to their generation, it wasn't arranged according to the Masechtos of the Mishnah, and Ravina, Rav Ashi and Ravina came and arranged it according to the Masechtos. So far, so good. Yeah?
Okay.
Did you ask reading from Rashi now?
Yeah. I was summarizing Rashi, Pevava Meralef, the top of Pevava Meralef and Bova Metzia. Now you open Gemara in Shabbos, the 7th Perek. And the Gemara has this whole discussion. And then the Gemara turns back and says, hey, what were you just talking about? Why did you think that? So the Gemara says,
Why were you asking all that question? Why did you take this mahalach? Ki perchinan le'el le'reish lakish haksev anchatoso ve'hevi v'ukim nashitase de Talmuda. Yeah? The mahalach of the Talmud was b'la'achar kapara lukma b'la'achar hafrasha. Aval hashtadukim na b'la'achar kapara. The Gemara earlier assumed that the case was after he brought the carbon, not after he was mafish the carbon. Shma mina de keshita libnei hayeshiva shesidru hagemara delacha afrosha nami pata reish lagish. It must be pshita, it must be obvious to the bnei yeshiva who arranged the Gemara.
Doesn't say Ravina and Ravashi. The mahalach of the Gemara in discussing reish lagish could have assumed less. It assumed more. You see, the Bnei Yeshiva who arranged the Gemara held more. Then the Gemara questions that. The Gemara is questioning the question on the Bnei Yeshiva who arranged the Talmud. V'dilma lebnei Talmuda nami misapka lehu. The Gemara says, no, maybe they weren't so confident in their understanding of Rish Lakish. So when we learn the Gemara and Shabbos, we have to work on who were the Bnei Yeshiva. Is this talking, meaning, the Shittum Kubetzes in Baba Metzia, in the beginning of the second parak, Kav Bar Bamos, what's called Mefuzarim, right? Matzah Peros Mefuzarim. Yeah? You found scattered grains, what's called? So the Gemara says, Kav Bar Bamos. The Gemara says, what about Kabayim B'Shmone Amos? What about Chatzi Kav B'Shtei Amos? The Gemara keeps going. What about if it's big fruit, small fruit? So the Shittum Kubetzes over there brings. This is what they were discussing in the Beis Medrash. It all ends up with Teiku anyways. So, what does that mean? This is what they were discussing in the Beis Medrash? The question is, did Ravina and Ravashi take discussions and arrange them the way it would seem from the Rashi over there in Bava Metzia? And then Bnei Yeshiva could be of that door that had the discussion on Reish Lakish. That there are other places where the Mashmaus says that it's the Bnei Yeshiva of Ravashi. There are other places you'll see. That's what I'm saying. It's not so pashut when we say Ravina and Ravashi. Meaning it's really Ravina and Ravashi and their Bezdin, like the Rambam writes in his Akdama. It's not a one-man show. It's a huge mifal. Okay. So the Bnei Yeshiva are also a part of it. And the Bnei Yeshiva... The question is which Bnei Yeshiva Rashi was talking about there in Shabbos. But I'm saying sometimes you have sources that it's mashma that it was Ravashi's yeshiva. Because you have situations where the Gemara argues on Ravashi. Ravashi says, and the Gemara says, no.
It makes sense. Owing to the same fact, why it's difficult that you would say that only Rebbe or the Mishnah, because he's paskening halach, he's giving way to halach, and he's only one. But when you say that it's Ravina Ravashi and the Bnei Yeshiva, so then you could say, well, this is how the Gemara is giving its weight, and we're accepting it. Otherwise, you're just going by Ravina Ravashi to Amorai. Although they are Bacha.
Problem is it doesn't say. Opel got back, yeah?
Well, what doesn't say what?
Doesn't say that. What the Tosos we saw in Shabbos.
Yeah.
Says Ravashi. Did we see it?
No.
Says Ravashi who Basra. It doesn't say Ravashi in his base medrash.
Okay, but doesn't mean that he didn't have his base medrash, but... the door of Ravashi is Bata. Anyone in that generation.
I agree, but you notice that the Rambam made a point of saying it, and the others didn't. And Rashi in Beitza, when he discusses Rebbe sealing off the Mishnah, doesn't say Rebbe in his base medrash. So you could say to everyone it was a given. But you have to realize that it's you're saying something. And when Tosa says Ravashi was a Basra, to say he means Ravashi in his door.
What, it only means Ravashi? Anyone else in the door wasn't Basra?
Answer your own question.
Not everyone else in the generation was compiling the...
If he didn't say it, he's telling you that the halacha is like Ravashi in the Gemara because he is the Basra. He's telling you, and he takes, and he seems, Tosa seems to equate the scenario where the Gemara quotes Ravashi Omar and Stamma the Gemara. So that doesn't sound like what you're saying. I'm more comfortable saying what you're saying. Rav Dov Feinstein said what you're saying. But I have a difficulty on it from that. Yeah, you heard it from me already a few times.
What?
This whole idea of Rebbe Ubeis Dino.
Yeah.
Go back.
Right.
It's not my invention. He said it. He said it in that Gemara in Beitza. But to say that, I'm just saying, even then I noticed, hey, that's not what it says in Rashi. So, okay, it says it in the Rambam. So logic makes it more comfortable to say it. Fine. But it's still not what it says. So at least...
Let's look at this one there.
Yeah.
So we have to ask about first time. Is this a half?
No.
More than a half or less than a half? Okay. You're not letting Dad answer. You're scared what he's going to answer. Okay.
He couldn't, like... Three quarters.
A half can even be 2 out of 12 can be 2 out of 8 can be a half.
Okay, are you taking into account that the cup goes gradually goes out? Like a cone shape?
Mm-hmm.
That's to be part of the
it's
deal.
It's not glass. This much?
Is that a half?
What? No, that one.
Okay, now I have a half.
Very good.
Where are we up to? Okay, so right. So I met Shem Yavo Adam, we need to understand who's the Adam we're talking about. Sounds like the Mishnah in Eduyos, right?
Which one?
The Lama Mezkir in Divrei Yochid Beina Merubim. The Lama Mezkir in Divrei Beis Shammai Levadlan. Yeah?
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about, no?
Yeah.
Okay, that's it.
And I know the different interpretations.
I'm saying it sounds like the Mishnah in Eduyos. You guys know what I'm talking about, or we have to open the Mishnah in Eduyos?
Yeah. No idea what I'm talking about. What does that have to do with this?
Over there, we're also concerned someone's going to show up one day with a different Masorah. Over here, what's the Gemara worried about? They didn't know? The Gemara is saying someone might show up with a Masorah that's going to be problematic for us. According to Rashbam.
Okay.
Otherwise, who were they worried about?
Over there, we're talking about some Joe Schmo. Like, it doesn't matter who. Here, we're talking about someone around. Someone who's...
Who said over there, we're talking about a Joe Schmo? Okay.
Because Joe Schmo comes and says, well, this is how I do it. And so, we have to decide, is what he's doing halachically okay or not? Here, the only thing important is if he has halachic way. For us. For everyone, for the whole deal of the sugi.
Okay. Onward.
That's the other one.
Yeah, I'm with
you. Is he talking about like a haskala type thing? That's not with the sugi? Are they messing up with the sugi?
No.
Just say the rest of the Adam.
No. He's talking about if some chacham is going to answer it. So, what we might say is, that this is a mahalach that preceded Ravina and Ravashi. Meaning after Ravina and Ravashi, it's hard to say they were concerned. Shem Yavo Adam.
So he heard it all.
right, unless you're going to go with, just like we saw in Rebbe and Rebbe Nassim's Sof Mishnah, that there was going to be an editing period. There was going to be two centuries of Rabban and Savoroi, or like the Netziv says, or like Tosus and Suba says, that they stuck Rav Achai into the Gemara. So, okay, so then that could be the Adam that's going to show up. Meaning Ravina and Ravashi, when they're so raw, that doesn't mean they sealed the Talmud completely. There was still room to say something. Onward, I'm saying for another century or two, not forever. That brings into question the whole Rambam of the Talmud. Okay, when? לא די אחר כך עוד רב יהודה חולו כשהן יוצאים דונים בכלל מפרי החולו אבל בשדרים לא היה יכול לומר לא היה יכול לומר תונין בכלל מפרי דאין צריכין ברכה לכן במקומן ולקלק שוי עד רבה לשמין הנדרין שהן צריכין בכלל לכן במקומן לא די אחר כוחן דרבנן הם כלין כל כך שאפילו עליהן אין צריכין לברך ומשום דכוח דהיתר עדיף, אין לומר כך, דאין כאן כוח וחשיבות אם אין מצריכין לברך. דסבראו, דכיוון שלא היה היסח הדעת בינתיים, למה יחזור ויברך? So the Rashbam is teaching us a lamedus here.
He said, we don't have to make a bracha.
I didn't follow.
So is this saying that a bracha is shown that you wouldn't have to make?
The Inzich Levarech is which one?
The first two were
Adraba. Lishmin and Verin Shenzichin Brachal Leachrehen Bimkoman. If Rabbanon hold both, then why didn't you tell me that? To tell me even there, even if it's not Okru Ragleyen, Kshen Yotzin Ein Tun Bracha Lemafreya, tell me Koch Rabbanon, that they're makel even there, that you don't need a bracha when you left the meal. It's Koch De Tera Adif. No. Why? Because that's not such a big chiddush. If there's no Hesech Hadas, so why should I make another bracha? So I didn't gain anything, meaning if Andvar Matun in Bracha Lachrayin, I don't have to make a Bracha. So it's not such a big kunst to say that Dvar Matun in Bracha Lachrayin, I don't have to make another Bracha. Because there's no Hesach Hadas. Avakoch Rabbi Yehuda Adif Tfei. But you should have told me more that what Rabbi Yehuda holds. That what? That even something Tun in Bracha Lachrayin, even something that's Koveya, that's Tunin Bracha Bim Koman. It's only if you left someone there, but otherwise you need another Bracha. Shemachmir Shtei Chumot Al Divrei Chachamim. He's machmir in two directions. The law mi bai dvarim she'en tzichin b'chalachayin Bim Koman she'chayav levarech Aval pi she'chaverav potrin. Not only things that ain't tzichin bracha lachrayin are you chayv to make a bracha, even though technically you left people behind. So your friends should pater you, but no, because this is something that doesn't have a kviyus. So once you got up and left, you lost it. So that's point number one that Rabbi Yehuda argues on his chachamim. He says, if you left, you lost it on a davar shein tzaraton bracha lacharav bimkomon. You ate an apple. You went out. I don't care that you left people here. You need to make a new bracha. So that's point number one he argues on. אפילו דברים מצריכים ברכה לאחרין במקומן נמי דחייב. And even things that you would be required, you made a motzi, you made a mezonos, you're still chayav, because that's what Rav Yehuda holds. Only if you left people behind. If you didn't leave people behind, you're still chayav to make a bracha. So that's why hacha koch d'isur adif. So the Rashbam told us here two big chidushim.
says that you don't say koch de tera adif if it's something that it's the same svara that I knew from his first shita. Just because he's makel in this too, if it's the same svara, no. So he extends the svara into another case. That's not koch de tera adif. I don't really understand that in the Rashbam, because how would you have known he extends that svara to this case? And that's a big chiddush to me. Meaning, so Chachamim say, what do Chachamim say? You don't have to make another bracha if you made Hamotzi and you left, even if you didn't leave anyone behind. So I'm supposed to understand, yeah, why not? Because it's not a Hesach Hadas. It's not a Hesach Hadas, so then it's not a Hesach Hadas on a cup of water either. Okay, I'm not sure why I should have made that leap. He says, if that's the Svara, then it's not. Then it's the same Svara on a cup of water. He says, and then koch de chumra adif, when you taught me 2 points that Rabbi Yehuda is cholik on Chachamim. So okay, at least he addressed our question. We asked this when we learned it. We said, why is lo dia kolchod Rabbi Yehuda koch de teira adif? So he says, okay, there's a reason. I was wondering how you're managing workouts. Can I pour you a cup? We're continuing with the Rashbam. Hachi Garsinan. Tanya Kavasei de Rav Chista. Okay? I only see one finger barely in your Gemaras. And when I reach a point like this, I have at least 2 fingers in the Gemara. Because if there's a Hachi Garsinan, I want to follow if our Girsa is like the Rashbam's Girsa, no? Tanya Kavasei de Rav Chista. Chavirim Shayum Subim Nishtot Yayin. Right, Tosfos was wavering whether you should be Goris Yayin over here, right? So he says, you are Goris it. V'haynu k'rav chista d'amar dvarim sh'tunin b'chalach ayin min koman hen tzarich levarech. V'ha behedya misayeya l'rav chista midiktani yayin. Yeah, so he reads it the way Tosfos read it. Aval ba'hu dile'el lo tana yayin behedya miushamin an mishmaitin. Shinu yayin en tzarich levarech birkat hayayin. Aval mevarech. Okay, now this seems like the shamin an mishmaitin. Every so often the Balei HaTosfos do this. So where have we come? You have Tosfos in Hilchos Chanukah does it. You have Tosfos in Megillah and Hilchos Purim does it. Every so often the Balei HaTosfos, Rashbam is a Balei HaTosfos, say, what halachas have we just come up with? And then they do like a colon. Okay, so what we've really realized is A, B, C, D. So I have a feeling that's where we're headed now. Miu shaminan mishmaitin. Shinu yayin. Ein tzich levarech birkat hayayin. Aval nevarech hatov ha-meitiv. Period. Shinu makom. B'shivat haminin shetunin b'chalachen b'mkoman mein shalosh. Kigon ochel b'bayit zeh. וחזר ואכל בבית אחר קודם שיברך אחריהן. He ate in the second house before making a bracha אחרונה, או שאכל בבית זה והלך לשוק וחזר וגמר סעודתו בבית אחר. Even if you finished your meal at the bar's house, you started at home, you ended up there. בכל אלו אין צריך לחזור ולברך תחילה דלקבעי כמה הדר. Once we have this brisa, Tanya Kavasei de Rav Chista, so the Rashbam puts all his weight behind him. Now notice that the Rashbam called the line between the Shitas and Tosfos, and the Rashbam is Machriya Shiva Saminim. He's Cholik on Tosfos. We said it's a Machlok Ashkenazim Sfardim, Shulchan Aruch Ramah. So now we see the Rashbam. That's how Ashkenazim go. All Shiva Saminim are considered Kiv'ei Kamo Hadar.
אבל שאר פירות ומשקין שאינן משיבת המינין, שאינן צריכים בכלל לכן במקומן, ואכל בבית צב חזה ואכל בבית אחר, צריך לברך תחילה, עיקר מקנו ברכה ראשונה. אבל מפינה לפינה בבית אחד, אין צריך לברך, כדתניה במתניתא דבי רב הינק. ומשום דקבאי למתנה, ועקרו רגליהן, כדי ללך לבית המדרש, הכך נקט, חברים, תלמידי חכמים. So I was wondering about that when we read at the top, חברים שהיו מסובים. Whether the term חברים was there to show us that it was a kvius because they are friends who are together. I was wondering why no one's saying anything about it. The Rashbam is saying it's just to fit the storyline, because it says they went to Beit HaKnesset or Beit HaMidrash. And now you know why it had to say or Beit HaMidrash.
According to the Tzitz.
Okay.
In order to find which type of expression.
Yeah, but I mean, here, what, was there a suffix? Which kind of bit tracer were you talking about?
I could say a lot, but I'd be building on a hair's width, so. Back to our Gemara. So the Rashbam is learning that Chaver is the Mishnaic term of Chaver. Yeah? You know the Mishnah and Dmai, Chaver for Trumas Maishas. Okay. Isn't that interesting? The Talmud Chacham is called a Chaver. Talmidei Chachamim Rabim Shalom Ba'olam. Yeah. ותקננו בחבר טוב. תפילס המוספים בחבר העיר. Remember, we saw that in the Mishnah, in Rosh Hashanah, in the Rif in the morning, and in Brachos. Right? חבר העיר, the Mishnah at the end of Rosh Hashanah. Maybe you weren't there. So you see, חבר העיר is the chief rabbi. It's called חבר העיר. Yesterday, Moshe Cohen sat next to me on the bus to Kochav Yaakov. He told me that Rav Weitzman, who built the yeshuv, would be seen sitting on the sidewalk as the children came out of school, addressing each one by name. Because he held that part of his responsibility is each child coming out of school to know them by name and to know how they're doing. So he could be seen, and I heard this also from Dolinsky, that when he saw Noar on Friday night, he wasn't sure whether Shmir Shabbos was holding. He'd sit down with them on the sidewalk to talk. Okay. It's a concept that the job is to be the chaver.
No, at night my phone is about to die. I'll be back at 3:30. I'll talk to you then.
So the true chaver.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but so. No, it's not so pashut what he wrote here, because chaver in the Mishnah in Dmai is one that's reliable for Trumas and Maestros. Yeah?
I feel bad.
Okay.